Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Beya Daf Dalet. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis had brought down a braisa which discussed in the Reisha the Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtif, and then in the Sefer it said Sofik Asura. So the Gemara thought that that would be a raya that the din of Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtif is a din d'Araisa like Rabba and not a din d'Rabbanan like Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef. So the first teretz to that question the Gemara already gave on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, which was that the Sefer is talking about Sofik Treifa. Rav Ashi on our Daf gives another teretz to that question. He says that la'olam, we are talking about a safek d'rabbanan. Yet, by a davar sheyesh l'matirin, the rule is that safek d'rabbanan, we also go l'chumra. So even though Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef hold that we're talking about an issur d'rabbanan, since Beis Shenol to be Yom Tov is a davar sheyesh l'matirin, because after Yom Tov it's going to be mutter, so we don't have the right to be mekel like in an ordinary safek d'rabbanan. Usually the rabbanan give you the right to be mekel, but since you're going to have the ability to eat the egg anyway after Yom Tov, so we don't give you that special kula of safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Which means that we now have a machloikis in our Gemara, because the first mahalach in the Gemara agreed to the question that how could you say that safek is going to be usser, and based on that, the Gemara said that we're talking about a safek treifa. So that means that the Bala Gemara, up until Rav Ashi, is of the opinion that the din of Safik Drabbana Lekula applies even to a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. The machloik is between the Bala Gemara before and Rav Ashi now as to whether by a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin we have the right to apply the principle of Safik Drabbana Lekula. What is this machloikis tali on? So the Sam Sofer explains the machloikis between the two Shittas in our Gemara that they're dependent on the machloikis that we explained on Daf Gimel as to what the tam behind Dover Sheshet Matirin Loi Batal is. We explained that Rashi over here is of the opinion that Dover Sheshet Matirin Afilo Be'elof Loi Batal is because of the rule that Acha Techlenu Be'isr Techlenu Be'heter. Since anyway, after Yom Tov or after Shabbos, this thing is going to be mutter anyway, so why rely on the mechanism called Bittal when you're going to be able to eat it straight without that heter? The Ran in the Dharm Daf Nun Beza Mid Aleph, on the other hand, as we explained, learns that the din of Dover Sheshet Matirin Loi Batal is for a different reason. He explains that in order to have Bittal, you have to have two opposing forces, because Bittal is a mechanism through which the Miyat loses its identity in the Roiv. The Roiv Heter subsumes the Miyat Isser and makes it a part of itself. And that's something that can only happen if the two are dissimilar. Because when you have two things that are the same, the Ran says that they are only mechazik each other. And the Ran gives this as an explanation in Shitas Reb Yehuda that min b'minoi loy batal. But he explains that this is true even according to the Rabbanan who hold that min b'minoi is batal. And that's because the Rabbanan, although they agree in principle that bittal requires two opposing forces, they hold that the difference that you need is a halachic difference. If the two are dissimilar in terms of their din, one is heter and the other is isser, then you could also have bittal. And therefore, explains the Ran, that by a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, we have a problem with the Bittal. Because ordinary Isser, when it's Nisbatal in Heter, there are totally opposing forces. The Heter is complete Heter, and the Isser is complete Isser. So the Heter can be Mevatal the Isser because they're unlike each other. Mashenkin, by a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, there is a dimension of Heter that the Dover Shel Isser has, because it's going to be Mutter tonight. It therefore is not different enough from the heter that's trying to be mevatalit, and you cannot have bittel. It's only when the two are min b'she'enei minoi, the Ran explains, then you are mitzarif the fact that they are dissimilar in terms of the mitzias, because they're two separate minim, with the fact that there is somewhat of a difference in terms of isser v'heter, because the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin today is usser. That, in short, is the hesber that the Ran gives in the din of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin afilu be'elof loy batal, and that also explains why there's a difference between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi by Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. Rashi's hesber actually doesn't explain why there should be a difference between min b'minoi and min b'she'enei minoi. Take a look at the Taz in Yoredei Simin Kuf Beis for a hesber in that. However, once we know about these two hesberim in the din of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, we can understand very simply the machlokes in our Gemara. Rashi over here explains Rav Ashi, who says that you don't say the klal of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula by Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. That just like we're machmir in terms of the bittel, we don't allow a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin to become bittel. We also are machmir in terms of Safek, and we don't rely on the klal of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Now that makes sense according to Rashi. Since Rashi explains that the whole din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Loi Batal is because Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, don't rely on the special mechanism called Bittel, since you're going to anyway be able to eat it tonight, so why should you rely on a B'dievet? Just wait until the time that it's Mutter, and you'll be able to eat it without Bittel. By the same token, says Rav Ashi, Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, don't rely on the klal of Safik Rabbanu Lekula when you have the ability to wait until you don't even have a Safik, and it's going to be fully Mutter. Masha'en Kain, the Ran's Hesber, only makes sense in Hilchas Bittel. The Ran gives us an explanation how Dine Bittel require the opposing forces. So that's a rule in Hilchas Bittel, Darish Hashmatir and Loi Bittel, but that has nothing to do with Safdi Rabbana Lekula. Says the Chassam Sofer that the two Shittas in our Gemara go for arguing in this Machloikis. Rav Ashi understands, like Rashi's Hesber, that Ash Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, therefore it's applicable even to the din of Safdi Rabbana Lekula. Masha'en Kain Repapa, the Shittas before in the Gemara, hold like the Ran, and therefore it has nothing to do with the din of Safdi Rabbana Lekula. Now we know that Rashi definitely can't accept this Hesber in the Machloikas in the Gemara, because Rashi, when he explained the din of Ash Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, that was in the Sugya before, not in Rav Ashi's Shita. When the Gemara explained on Daf Gimel Amid Beis the whole din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Afilu Be'Elef Loi Batal, to explain why Safik Treifa is not Batal, so Rashi gave us this Hesber. That means that Rashi holds that even the Bala Gemara before, on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, who argues in Rav Ashi, also holds that the way that the din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Loi Batal works is because of Asher Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter. And yet, that Man D'Amar held that you do say Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. So Rashi clearly doesn't learn like the Chassam Sofer has, but he learns that all of the Shitas hold that the din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Loi Batal is because of Asher Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter. And still, there's Machloikis as to whether we apply that to Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula as well or not. According to Rashi, what is the Machloikis? So I think Lefi Das Rashi, we could give the following Hesber in the Machloikis in the Gemara. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the first Shoyrish expresses his Shita that every Isser D'Rabbanan is included in the Lav of Loi Sosser. The Rambam over there is explaining what has the right to be counted as part of the minion of Taryag Mitzvahs, and he explains that Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan don't deserve to be part of the minion, even though he says that they are included in the Isser of Loi Sosser. Loi Sosser is, of course, the Isser that tells us that you're mechuyev to listen to what the Rabbanan say. Now, the Ramban has an Arichus in which he argues on the Rambam and he says that it's impossible to say that every Isser D'Rabbanan is Osir Midaraisa because of the Isser of Loi Sosser. And one of his many rayas is that if every Isser D'Rabbanan is really also Osir Midaraisa because of the din of Loi Sosser, then we should say that Safik D'Rabbanan, you should go L'Chumra, just like every Safik D'Rabbanan. How could it be that we're mechalik between Safik D'Rabbanan, that we go L'Chumra, and Safik D'Rabbanan, that we go L'Kula? According to the Rambam, every Safik D'Rabbanan is really a Safik D'Rabbanan as well. So the Megillas Esther over there and other Achrayim explain B'das HaRambam that you have to say that the Rambam understood that although every time a person is over an Isser D'Rabbanan, he's over the Isser D'Raisa of Loi Sosser, but that just means that you have to listen to what the Rabbanan say. And the Rabbanan themselves, when they made the Takanas, they programmed into the very Takana that a scenario in which a person is B'Safik is not Osir. Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula is because the Rabbanan never Osired a case of Safik. So since the Rabbanan didn't answer it, it's not going to be a Safik D'Raisa either. Because the Din D'Raisa is listen to what the Chachamim said. And the Rabbanan themselves didn't give you an Isser in such a case. So according to this Yisoid, we could say very simply, the Gemara before, the Bala Gemara, the Stama D'Shas, and Rav Papa, who argue in Rav Ashi, and they say that there's a din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Afilu Be'Elef Loi Batal, and yet we still say by Davar Shiyesh Matirin that Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. And we ask, why don't they say like Rav Ashi? According to Rashi, the din of Davar Shiyesh Matirin Afilu Be'Elef Loi Batal is built on the Svara of Asher Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter. So by the same token, we should say that just like we don't allow you by a Davar Shiyesh Matirin to rely on the Kula called Bittel, and instead of relying on Bittel, wait until tonight when you for sure can eat it Be'Heter. So too, they should say like Rav Ashi, that Asher Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, when you're in a matzav of Safik D'Rabbanan, you should say, if it's Davar Shiyesh Matirin, don't be makel. Midin Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula, wait until tonight when it's for sure going to be mutter. Now, according to what we just brought from the Rambam, a Safik D'Rabbanan is Heter Gomer. It's not like we're relying on a mechanism such as Bittel, where we say instead of relying on a Kula, you should wait until tonight and when it's mutter, even without that Kula. Because the Rabbanan never gave us the Isser when you're in a scenario of Suffolk. If the Rabbanan would have given us the Isser, then it would be considered a Suffolk Daraisa. So since the Rabbanan never gave you the Isser in such a scenario, there's no reason to wait until tonight. What do you mean, Atcha Techlenu be Isser, Techlenu be Heter? Now it's Heter Gomer. So Bishlama by Bittel Baroiv, we can say the Isser is around, it's in the world, there is an egg there that is Usser. It's just that we're using a Kula called Bittel to allow us to eat that egg in the context of the taruvas. And that we say, don't rely on such a kula when you could eat it when you know 1,000% that you're eating heter. But Safek Darabanan Lekula wouldn't make sense to apply this idea because even now you know that you're eating heter gomer because Safek Darabanan Lekula is a total heter. It happens to be that the logic that we're using to explain that Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter doesn't apply to Safek Darabanan Lekula may be Gufa, the logic that brings the Ran to argue on Rashi. Dehainu, the Ran may hold that just like we said, that by Safek Darabanan Lekula, since it's Heter Gomer in the Matzav of Safek, it doesn't make sense to say the statement of Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter, because right now it's Heter Gomer. Perhaps the Ran holds that in the event that something fell into a taruvis and is batal beroiv, that bittel is called heter gomer. Because the din is that as soon as Isser falls into heter and becomes mixed into that heter, it becomes nepach, it changes into heter gomer. The Rosh in Perkei Hanoshe in Chulin goes so far as to say that even by Yavish B'Yavish, if you have two chatiches and one chaticha gets mixed in with those two chatiches, amid the Raisa, you're allowed to be soymech on roiv. Says the Rosh, you could really eat all three chatichas now, because the Isser was nepach liyes heter. The din of bittul b'roiv is absolute. And therefore it may be that the Ran claims that there's no svar of atcha techlenu b'isser techlenu b'heter. Because right now it's heter gomer. Just like we explained in Safek Darabanan Lekula is right now heter gomer, bittul does the same thing, because bittul says that the Isser goes away. There is no Isser. The heter was mahapach the Isser liyes heter. And the emes is that Rabbi Yisrael Panovich in the Zecher Yitzchak in Simen Mem Vav, he explains that Rashi knows that that is true. That when Isser falls into heter, it becomes totally obliterated and there is no Isser. But he's mechalik between two types of taruvas. The type of taruvas that the Ran is talking about is a lach belach, when things get fully mixed with each other. Masha'en kein, our sugya, we're talking about a yavesh b'yavesh. An egg got confused and mixed up with other eggs. And there is a big question as to how the din bittel works by a yavesh b'yavesh. Does it work the same way that a lach belach works? That we look at the whole taruvas and we say that the whole thing became heter gomer, and that's why the Rush that we mentioned says you could eat all three chatichas at one time. There is no Isser here anymore. Or do we say that since the chatichas remain separate, it's not as if the Isser goes away. Rather, you have the right on each individual chaticha to paskin on it based on roiv. That's a din called halech achar roiv. That means that any one of those eggs, when you pick it up and you ask, can I eat it? I could say, I could be soymich that it came from the roiv. That seems to be the opinion of the Taisis Rid in Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav. Now, according to that, the Isser still retains its identity. If the Isser retains its identity, then I can understand applying the principle of Atch Techlenu B'Isser Techlenu B'Heter. You're relying on a kula called being soymich on roiv, even though the Isser still exists. In which case, we could say that there really is no machloikis between Rashi and the Ran. And this is what Rabbi Yitzchak Panovich says over there, that by a yavesh b'yavesh, we apply the din, the principle of Atch Techlenu B'Isser Techlenu B'Heter, because the Isser is still around. But by a lach b'lach, you have to come on to the Ran's tam, that the bittel is ineffective because they aren't opposing forces. A kopon of this serves as a very good mushel to the way we're trying to explain why, by the din of Safek Darabanan Lekula, we may not have the right to apply the logic of Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter. Because any time what the din does is makes it heter gomer, so then we don't have the svar of Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter. So we're using that to be masber both the first shita in our Gemara, which doesn't use Atcha Techlenu Be'Isser Techlenu Be'Heter legabe Safek Darabanan Lekula. And also, it could very well be that by a lach belach, the reason why the Ran doesn't want to use Rashi's tamash, that techlenu b'isser, techlenu b'heter, is gufa because by that type of taruvis, the isser becomes heter gomer. Another possible explanation, and this is a much simpler explanation, and perhaps is mashma somewhat in the words of the Gemara, as to what the machloikis, the Baal Gemara before is, with Rav Ashi. If you take a look at the lashon of the Gemara, it says Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Safik Yom Tev Safik Choil Havidavish Yesh Matirin V'Chol Davish Yesh Matirin Afilu B'Drabanan Loi Batil. So notice that Rav Ashi does not say that we're talking about Safik Yomtiv, Safik Choyl, and we say that you don't say Safik Rabbanu Lekula there. Rashi explains that that's what Rav Ashi means. But the words of Rav Ashi are that Afilu B'Drabbanu Loi Batal, that the din of Davishesh Matirin, which we say Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal, we say that even by Drabbanu, which is mashma, that everybody up until Rav Ashi held that the din of Davishesh Matirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal may only be said by Daraisis. But by Drabbanu, we don't make that Chumrah. It's a special din in Daraisis that we apply the logic of Ad Shetechlenu B'Issur Techlenu B'Heter. But by Drabbanans, which anyway are more kal, we don't go so far as to ask you by Davishesh Matirin when it fell into Taruvis. Because we always treat Drabbanans with more kula than we treat Daraisis. And just like when a matzav is suffic Drabbanan in general, we say you go to kula. So too, although we say when Isser falls into Taruvis by Daraisa, if it's Davashish Matirin, then it's not Batal because we have a Svara that Ashtachlan Bis Tachlan Beheter, but we won't do that to you by a Drabbanan because Drabbanan anyway, we're willing to accept Kulas more easily. So we'll accept the Kula being Saimichan Roiv. If that's true, so then the whole idea of Ad Shetechlenu B'Issur Techlenu B'Heter we never apply to Drabbanans. Rav Ashi came along with Mechadish both things. He says, Afilu Drabbanan Loi Batal. He is being Mechadish that the Svara of Ad Shetechlenu B'Issur Techlenu B'Heter we're willing to apply to Drabbanans. Says Rashi, so by extension, he says also that the whole din of Safik Drabbanan Lekula we don't apply to a Darashish Matirin. But that's Rav Ashi's innovation. Before Rav Ashi, the Svara was that by Drabbanans, if you have a Kula to be Samechan, you'll be Samechan it. So just like you'll be Samechan the din of Bittul Beroiv by Drabbanans, and you don't say Ashtachlan Bistachlan Beheter, so too you'll be Samechan the din of Safik Drabbanan Lekula because it's a Drabbanan. So to sum it up, we have three ways of being Masber the Machloikis in the Gemara as to whether you say, like Rav Ashi, that by Safik Drabbanan, you don't go Lekula by a Dover Sheshlo Matirin. Some Sofer understands that they're arguing in the Machloikis, Rashi and the Ran, how Dover Sheshlo Matirin works, which means that the Sofer understands that the Ran would say his Svara even by a Yavish be Yavish. And if you say, like the Ran Svara, then there's no Svara of Ashtachlenu Bishtachlenu Beheter at all. The only reason why we say that it's not Batal is because the Bittal doesn't work, because you don't have opposing forces. In which case, it has nothing to do with the din of Safik Drabbanan Lekula. Masha'en Kain Rashi, who understands that the whole din of Davashish Matir and Afil Be'el Flei Batal is because of Ashtachlenu Be'issur Techlenu Beheter, then the same Svara we could apply to Safik Drabbanan and not go Lekula by Davashish Matir. The second Hezbo, which we said, you have to say Bedas Rashi, because Rashi explains, even in the Gemara Daf Gimel Beis, that arguing of Ashi, he explains that the Svara of Davashish Matirin, Afil Be'el Flei Batal is because of Ashtachlenu Be'issur Techlenu Beheter, not because of the Ran Svara. We explained that you can be mechalik between the din of Bittel, which is a kula being soymich on roiv, in order to be able to eat something which is asur. Masha'enki, the din of Safik Drabbanan Lekula, there is no isur whatsoever because the Rabbanan weren't geyser in a case of isur. That's Hezber number two. And Hezber number three is that Rav Papa and the whole sugya before held that the whole idea of Ashtachlenu Be'issur Techlenu Beheter doesn't deserve to be applied to the Rabbanans, by the Rabbanans were more makel. And you see that from the lashon of the Gemara, the Rav Ashi seems to be mechadish that even the din of not being semichan bittel doesn't apply to drabbanans. He's being mechadish that afil b'drabbanan loy bottle. Even by drabbanans, we say the din is not bottle, which seems to indicate that the Gemara before held that the din of Dervish Hashematir afil b'elf loy bottle is only said by Dairaisis. And just like the din of bittel is only said by Dairaisis, because we don't accept by drabbanans the claim of Ashtachlenu B'Issur Techlenu B'Heter, because by drabbanans were more makel, so who had din, we wouldn't ignore the din of Safik Drabbanan Lekula based on the svar of Ashtachlenu B'Issur Techlenu B'Heter, because goof the din of their abundance is that you're supposed to be more makel. The Gemara brings down a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan concerning a case where Shabbos immediately precedes Yom Tov. Yom Tov is on Sunday, so Shabbos for Yom Tov, Rav says, Nolda B'Zeh Asura B'Zeh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nolda B'Zeh Muteris B'Zeh. An egg that was Nolda on Shabbos, is it Muter on Yom Tov or not? The Gemara's first reaction is to say that it must be that Rav, who says that Nolda B'Zeh, Asura B'Zeh, is because he holds Kedusha Achas. That means that when you have Shabbos immediately preceding a Yom Tov, we look at the 2 days as if it's one long Kedusha. You don't look at it like two separate Kedushas, and that's the Ge'er Erevin. Also, as it's Mavur in the Gemara, that if a person were to put an Erev in the beginning of the Shabbos to one direction, so that he could walk 2,000 Amos one way, he cannot put another Erev for the day of Yom Tov, that it should help him to go a different direction. And that's why the Gemara wants to say that Nolda B'Zeh would be Asura B'Zeh, according to Rav, because it's all one Kedusha. Tosfos in the Bar Maschil, Nemek HaSav, Rav Kedusha Achas Hein. asks that why does the Gemara have to come on to the Svara that Kedusha Achas saying, even if you'd say that there's Shtei Kedushas, nevertheless there's a Svara to say that Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh because of the rule of Migu Iskatzoi. During Ben Hashmashes of Yomtif, which is the second day, it was Iskatzoi, you weren't allowed to eat that Beitza, and the reason is because there was a possibility that that time was Shabbos, because Ben Hashmashes is Safik Yom Safik Laila. So during that Kufa of Ben Hashmashes of the second day, the egg was Asur. And there's a rule that Migud is Katsoy, Ben Hashmashes, is Katsoy Lukul Yayma. During Ben Hashmashes of the second day, since it was Iskatsoy, it was Muktza, so it should remain Muktza the entire Yomtif. Tosfos answers by saying that you do not say Migud is Katsoy, Mishum Yom Shehu L'Sha'avar, based on a day that is in the past. The Dafka Lahaba Amrinan Hachi, Kigoyin Ben Hashmashes, the Tchilas Yomtif, or Ben Hashmashes, the Shabbos, the Shemesh Shabbosu. Tosfos is explaining that Migud is Katsoy is a svara that we say when you go into a Shabbos or a Yomtif, and during the Tkufa of Ben Hashmashes, as you enter the Shabbos, it's usur because of the tzad that maybe it's already Shabbos, then we say Migud is Katsoy, Ben Hashmashes is Katsoy Lukula Yomba. But if the reason, if the Siba why it's usur during that Ben Hashmashes is because perhaps it's not yet Shabbos, perhaps it's yesterday, then we don't say the svara of Migud is Katsoy, Ben Hashmashes is Katsoy Lukula Yomba. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Yurim explains that what Tosfos means to say is that the whole reason why we say that there's a svar migud is katsoy, v'ben hashmos is katsoy l'kul yoyma, is because we have a tzad that this is already the beginning of Shabbos, because ben hashmos may be Shabbos, and something that's usher in the beginning of Shabbos ought to remain usher for the entire Shabbos. However, in our case, the reason why the Beitza Shenolda b'Shabbos, which precedes Yomtif, is usher during Ben Hashmashes of Yomtif, is all because of our suffix that maybe it's still Shabbos. So we say Mimonifshach. If it's the beginning of Yomtif and it's no longer Shabbos, then the egg is really no longer usher. And if it's not the beginning of Yomtif, rather it's still Shabbos, and that's why the Beitza is usher, then it shouldn't remain usher for the rest of Yomtif, because the din of Migud is Katsoy is based on the fact that it's in the beginning of the Yomtif. Only something that's in the beginning of the Yomtif was necessary that remains usher for the whole Yomtif. However, Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha. He says, on Daf Lamed Aleph, it's Mavur, that if, let's say, there's a house that's totally locked, and in order to get to what's inside the house, a person would have to be over in Issa Dairaisa. So the food that's inside this house is not accessible to the person when Shabbos comes in. In the middle of Shabbos, the house somehow was Nifchas. Let's say one of its walls caved in. So now, something that previously, Bishas, when Shabbos came in, was inaccessible to me, all of a sudden, in the middle of Shabbos, it became Mutter. Over there, it's mavur that it's usur. It's considered muktza. And the reason, says Rabbi Chanan, is that even though the food is a dvar heter, it's something that's totally mutter, but since it was put in a place where I cannot get it, it's inaccessible to me, that's called muktza. And the reason is because we say that the person has removed his mind from that thing, since on a practical level, he cannot access it. Because in order to get it, he would have to be over in Issa Dairaisa. So therefore he asks that in our case, since during Ben Hashmashes of the second day, the halacha tells me that I'm not allowed to eat the egg. The reason why the halacha tells me is because I have a suffix. Maybe it's still Shabbos. But we're now in a situation where in the beginning of the Yomtif, in the Ben Hashmashes of the Yomtif, for whatever reason, I was incapable of eating this thing. So it should be like the case on Daf Lamed Aleph, where something is inaccessible to me. When the Yomtif or the Shabbos comes in, it remains Muktza throughout the Shabbos. Because Soif, the person at the beginning of the Yomtif, during Ben Hashmashes, has removed his mind from it. We know that he's removed his mind from it because we know that the Halacha tells him that he's not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Chanan goes on to ask another Kasha. He says there's a rule that we know of, and it's the sources of Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin, called Gomer Bidei Adam. Anything that the person goes into Shabbos knowing that the thing is going to become ro'oi on Shabbos after Ben Hashmashes is not subject to the rule of Migud is Katsoy. Let's say a person has kederis, pots that have food in them. During Ben Hashmashes, they're roischis. It's impossible to eat them during that time. Nevertheless, since the person knows going into Ben Hashmashes that it's going to be roi after Ben Hashmashes, it doesn't have a din muktza. Therefore, Asr B'chanan, What's Tosfos kasha to begin with? Even without the teretz that Tosfos gives, that the iskatzoi is machmas a yom sha'avar, it's because of yesterday. Tosfos can't ask the migid iskatzoi leben hashmoshes iskatzoi lekula yoima, because the person knows going into the yomtif that although during ben hashmoshes the egg is going to be usher because it perhaps is Shabbos, but that doesn't make a difference because that isher is going to go away as soon as ben hashmoshes is over. It's like the case of gamar bidei adam. Answers Rabbi Elchanan that one question answers the other. Because, he explains, there are really two types of migidus katzoi. One type is something that it itself is a davar haroi, it's mutter, the thing itself is roi and mutter to eat. And it's just that practically the person cannot access it like we discussed from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph. And the yesoid of that din migidus katzoi is because the person removed his mind from it, since the person knows that he can't access it. Over there, it helps when the person knows that automatically it's going to become roi after bein hashmashes, because since the whole din of migidus katzoi over there is built on the person's knowledge that it's unavailable to him, and it's only because the person is mesiach das from it, in the event that the person knows that it's going to be roi, he's not mesiach das. However, there's another category of migidus katzoi, which doesn't have to do with the person's being mesiach das. Rather, it's considered iskatzoi for the entire Shabbos by virtue of the fact that during bein hashmashes, the thing in and of itself was usser. If the cheftza itself is usser when bein hashmashes comes, then independent of the das of the person, it remains usser for the entire Shabbos. In that category of migidus katzoi, it doesn't help when it's going to automatically become roi during the course of Shabbos after bein hashmoshes, and it doesn't even help if it loses its iser. Because in that category, the siba for its being muktzah during the rest of the Shabbos is not because the person removed his mind from it. It's because the thing itself was usser. Anything that at the outset of Shabbos is usser remains usser throughout the Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan explains, something that's muktzah machmas yom sha'avar, meaning, in our case, where Shabbos precedes Yom Tov. So when bein hashmashes of Yom Tov came, it was usher on a practical level to eat the egg because it could be that it's Shabbos. And we explain that there is a svara of Mimonav Shach. If it is Yom Tov now, then the egg is not usher. If it is Shabbos, then the egg is usher, but then it's not the beginning of Yom Tov. Rabbi Chanan asked on that, that who cares, even if klape shmaya galya, as far as Hashem is concerned, it's now the beginning of the Yom Tov, which means that Shabbos is over and the egg is really mutter, but still, as far as the person is concerned, he is in a position where he cannot access the egg, because it's also for him, machmas the suffik deiraisa, that maybe it's still Shabbos. And since during bein hashmashes he can't access the egg, it should remain also throughout the Shabbos, just like we saw in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, by the house that has something in it, and it remains muktzah throughout Shabbos because the person during bein hashmashes could not access the food, although the food was mutter. However, the answer is simple in light of what we just said, because this category of muktzah is not that during bein hashmashes it was usser in reality, it's only usser because the person cannot access it, which means that it belongs to the category of migidus katzoi that's based on the person having been mesiach das from it during bein hashmashes. And in this category, we explain that gamra bidei adam helps. If you know that it's going to become mutter after bein hashmashes, then it's okay. Then it's not considered muktzah because the person is not mesiach das from it. So the svara of Tosfos is based on a tziruf, a combination of these two svaras. That number one, this is not the migidus katzoi that has to do with the thing, the cheftza itself being usher during bein hashmashes. Rather, it's the type of migidus katzoi which is related to the person's not being able to access the thing during bein hashmashes. And that's because of the svar of Mimonav Shach that we said. We know that it's for sure not be'etzem usser during the beginning of Yom Tov, because if it is the beginning of Yom Tov, then Shabbos is over. It's just that we have the practical element of the person not being able to access it, since it possibly could be Shabbos, and therefore on a practical level he cannot eat the egg. And number two, once it's placed in that category, then we have the svar of Gamra Bidei Adam that says that after bein hashmashes, if it's going to become roi, then the person's not mesiach das from it. Since this whole category is built on hesach das, we say that the person knowing that it's going to be roi later is not mesiach das from the outset. So that's how Rabbi Chanan explains Tosfos' teretz. Now Tosfos continues with another kasha. The Gemara in Sukkah says that noye sukkah, the decorations a person hangs in the sukkah, are usher to be nana from them until Mitzoy Yom Tov Acharon Shulchag, meaning until Simchas Torah is over. Now why is it usher until Simchas Torah is over? The only reason why noye sukkah are usher is because they're hooked to the mitzvah, and during Simchas Torah there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So why is it usher throughout the Simchas Torah? The answer is because of Migdis Katzoy. Because when the person began Simchas Torah, it was Ben Ashmoshes, and during that Ben Ashmoshes, it was possible that it was the day before. And the day before, you have to sit in the sukkah. So says Tosfos, you see that we say Migdis Katzoy even Machmas Yoim Sha'avar. Tosfos answers, V'yashlemer de Muktze Machmas Mitzvah Shiny. A Muktze Machmas Mitzvah is different. He brings that the Gemara says in Sukkah that the person always has the Safek Dilma Misram Yalei Suda V'achol B'gavah. Maybe during that Ben Ashmoshes time, he's going to want to eat a Suda, and then he's going to have to eat it in the Sukkah, Machmas the Safek. And in such a case, we say Gmigres Katzoy even L'Sha'avar. But by Muktze Machmas Isser, we don't say it. Tosfos doesn't really explain why, and Rabbi Chanan doesn't explain this part of the Tosfos. But I believe that what Tosfos means in light of Rabbi Chanan's Hesber in the first part of the Tosfos is that Bishloma by the egg, we explained, the egg is not inherently usser. There's nothing about the Cheftza during the Ben Ashmoshes period that is really usser, if indeed the Ben Ashmoshes period belongs to the Yomtif and not to Shabbos. Because, like we said, Shabbos is already over. And then the only reason why it's Muktzah is, like Rabbi Chanan explained, because the person, the Gavra, cannot access it. However, suppose that practical din, the suffix that perhaps now, during the Ben Ashmoshes, belongs to yesterday, suppose it causes me to be mechel a din in the Cheftza itself, such as in the case of the Sukkah. When a person arrives at the Ben Ashmoshes, in between the end of Sukkahs and beginning of Shmini Atzeres, al pi din, because of the suffix, he's mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah if he gets a Suda during that time. Because of that, the person is makzeh the noye Sukkah to this mitzvah that he has. The mitzvah that he has may be built on a suffix, but it doesn't make a difference because now the cheftza of the noye sukkah become a davra asr during Ben Ashmoshes. They're hooked to the mitzvase. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah that the person has, that he has to sit in the sukkah based on the suffix. That already turns into a din on the cheftza. And in such a din, Rabbi Chanan explains that it's no longer built just on the person's being mesiach das from it. It's an inherent din in the cheftza and cannot be remedied by the fact that it's going to become mutter later. It remains asr throughout the rest of the yomtiv. The Gemara says on this din of Rav that when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov consecutively, nola bezeh asura bezeh, that it can't be because Rav holds kedusha achasi, because Rav says in Erevin that the halachas karbo is a kain of alibet of lezer the amar shtei kedushas hein. Lagabi hilchas Erevin, he considers it two kedushas. That's why you could put two separate Erevin for the two separate days. So the Gemara says hacha ba'achana de rabba kemiflagi, that Rav holds of achana de rabba and Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of achana de rabba. Why is there a problem over here of Achana de Rabba? Because if the Beitza was Nolda on Shabbos, then Shabbos is being Mechin L'Yomtif. Now Tosfos asks the obvious question that we already learned that any egg that's born today was really Nigmar the day before. So in the case where you have Shabbos and then Yomtif after it, the Beitza was really Nigmara on Friday. So Shabbos is not really being Mechin for Yomtif. Answers Tosfos that Mikom Mokim, when it is born on Shabbos, that is still considered Achana, because Shas Aleda is also considered Achana. So there's two ways for Shabbos to be Mechin L'Yomtiv. If the egg is Nolda on Yomtiv that follows Shabbos, then the Achana of Shabbos L'Yomtiv is in this, that the egg was Nigmara on Shabbos. And if it was Nolda on Shabbos, then the Achana is that the Leda itself is being Mechin for the Yomtiv that follows Shabbos. That's Tosfos' first teretz. The second teretz in Tosfos is that since if the bay was nolda on Yom Tov, it would be asura, so allowing me to eat it because it was born the day before, which was on Shabbos, that comes out that Shabbos was mechina l'Yom Tov. Because were it not to have been for the leida of Shabbos, then being born on Yom Tov would have asered it midrabana. Those are the two terutzim that Tosfos gives. Now the problem, though, is that none of this is going to help for Shitas Rashi. Because we already learned on that base that Rashi and Tosfos have a fundamental machloikis as to what the din of Achana de Rabba is. According to Tosfos, the din of Achana de Rabba is that Yom Tov cannot be Mechin L'Shabbos and Shabbos cannot be Mechina L'Yom Tov. Then it makes sense to say, like Tosfos is saying, that over here, when it is Nolda on Shabbos and Yom Tov follows Shabbos, then Shabbos is being Mechina L'Yom Tov. However, Rashi's Shita, as we explained there, is that a Sudas Shabbos or a Sudas Yom Tov needs to have hachana. It needs a positive thing called Mikan Ani Oichel L'Machar. And like Rashi says, we have to make sure that the Sudas Shabbos or Sudas Yom Tov is Muchen prior to Yom Kodesh. So if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov consecutively, then you have to make sure that the thing that you're eating was Nigmara and was Muchen before the 2 days of Kodesh began. What constitutes the su'udah of an egg being muchen mi ba'oid yoim? Only the gemar of that egg. Because the leida of the egg, according to Rashi, we can prove is not considered something that's ma'akev this din of mikan ani oichel l'mocher. How can we prove that? Because the gemar over there says that Rabbah only asters the egg because we're talking about a case where Yom Tov was achra Shabbos. And since it was nolda on Yom Tov, we say that it must have been Nigmar on Shabbos. The Gemara then goes and asks that if that's true, then on a Yom Tov to Alma, it should really be Mutter, because it was Nigmar before Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that it's Gzeira Atu Yom Tov Sha'achra Shabbos. Now, if we say that the actual Leida is a problem, then why, when Yom Tov is not Achra Shabbos, is it Mutter Me'ikar Adin? It may be true that the Beitza was Nigmara before Yom Tov began inside the Tarnagoilis, but it came out of the Tarnagoilis on Yom Tov. So you see that when we're lacking Leida of an egg, we're not lacking the din of Hachana. As long as the egg was Nigmara inside the chicken and Hayoim Choyl, then it's okay. Then that's called Mikan Ani Oichel L'Mocher. So why then would there be a problem if the Beitza was Noilda on Shabbos and there's Yom Tov after Shabbos? Since you know that it was Nigmara before Shabbos, then it should be perfectly fine. So Bishlam, according to Tosfos, that the whole problem of Achana D'Rabbah is that Yom Kodesh cannot be Mechin for another Yom Kodesh. We understand. Leida is also considered Hachana. So of course you can't ask me from a case of a Yom Tov to Alma, when Yom Tov is not preceded by a Shabbos, and the egg comes out on Yom Tov, there's no problem because there's no Yom Kodesh being Mechin for the day of Yom Tov. But according to Rashi, we're left wondering, how are we supposed to learn our Gemara? So this would seem to be a raya to the way that the Ran learns Shitas Rashi and Daf Beis. Because until now we've been discussing two options. Either Shitas Rashi, which is that Hachana D'Rabbah is a statement that you need something positive, and therefore if a Beya is Nolda on a Yom Tov that's immediately following Shabbos, the reason why that Beya is Aser is because it was Nigmara on Shabbos, and you're lacking the positive thing called Mikan and Yoichel L'Macher. It's a Chsaren Hachana. It's lacking something positive. The other option we gave is Shitas HaToisvis, and the other Rishonim, the Rajba, that Hachana D'Rabbah is a statement about something negative that happened. You cannot have Yom Tov being Mechel L'Shabbos and Shabbos being Mechel L'Yom Tov, and that's why if you have a Bey that was Nolda on Yom Tov that immediately follows Shabbos, the problem is that Shabbos was Mechina for Yom Tov. However, the Ran, Andav Beis, is Mavur, that he understands B'Shitas Rashi, that Rabbah was Mechadish two things. Number one, that you have to have something positive called Mikan Ani Oichel L'Macher. And number two, that there's something negative if Shabbos is Mechina L'Yom Tov or Yom Tov is Mechina L'Shabbos. Because on the one hand, Rashi clearly states over there in Daf Beis Amud Beis that the Isser, the Yisoid of Achana D'Rabbah, is a Yisoid called Muktzah. Rabbah learns that Muktzah D'Raisa, which means that the din of Achana D'Rabbah is that things have to be Muchan Mibbo'oid Yoim. However, the Ran says that Rabbah, according to Rashi, takes this a step further. And he says that since it's Mavur in the Pasuk, that Muktzah is the Eraisa, so you see that the Hachana de Mimela, Hachana that happens on its own, when things happen without people doing them, is Chashiva. Because after all, we see that if something is Nigmra Mib'oid Yoim, even though that happened by itself, that's considered Mutter. So he says that from the fact that the need to have things Muchem Mib'oid Yoim is serviced Al Yidei, something that happens on its own, we also learn from there that the problem of being Mechem Mishabbos L'Yom Tov also is true when things happen on their own. So he obviously holds of both elements. He holds of the din of Muktzah, which means things have to be Muchen Mib'oid Yoim, and when they're not, you're lacking something positive. You're lacking the Mikan Ani Oichel L'Macher. And he also holds that there's an Isser Hachana, and not only is there an Isser Hachana through a Maise to be Mechen from Shabbos L'Yom Tov, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, he also holds, like Tosfos and the other Rishonim, that you can't even have things Memela be prepared on Shabbos for Yom Tov or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So according to this, even though it's Mavur, that Leida of an egg on a regular Yom Tov that doesn't follow Shabbos, Me'ikar Hadin, without a Gzeira, would be Mutter, because it was Nigmara the day before, all that shows is that you're not lacking, before Yom Tov, the positive element of Mikan Ani Oichel Lamachar. It's considered Muchen once it was already Nigmra. However, that doesn't mean that Leida can be considered something negative when it's done from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So in that aspect of Rabba's Din, Rashi is in full agreement with Tosfos, and he could hold of Tosfos' Teretz in our Sugya. The Gemara relates that Ushbezichne de Rav Arba Rava, the Balabayas of Rav Arba Rava, Havalei Hanach Beim Yom Tov l'Shabbos. He had eggs that were Nodu on Yom Tov, and he wanted to use them the next day on Shabbos. Asal Kamei came in front of Rav Arba Rava, and he asked him, Amrlei Mai La'atvinu Ha'idna V'nechlinu L'machar. He was going with the assumption that, of course, these eggs are going to be mutter the next day on Shabbos, even though they're usser today on Yom Tov. The question that he wanted to know was, is it mutter to cook the eggs on Yom Tov when they're usser for the purposes of the next day of Shabbos? And he answered him, even though you obviously hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is matir to eat them the next day, nevertheless, he says, Rabbi Yochanan was only matir to eat it raw, but to cook it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that he wouldn't allow. Why not? Explains Rav Arba Rava, because on Yom Tov, we said it's usser. Not only is it usser to eat the egg on Yom Tov, it's also usser to be metaltel the egg on Yom Tov. So since tiltel is usser, it's impossible to cook it for the next day, which is Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Chanan points out that why is it that we have to say that the reason why it's usser to cook it is because there's a tiltel. Even without there's a tiltel, why would it be mutter to cook it on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos? If on Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to eat the egg, then how do you have the heter to cook it on Yom Tov for Shabbos? He says this depends on the two shittas in the Gemara in Psachim, Dav Memvav Med Beis, as to why you're allowed to cook ordinarily Yom Tov for Shabbos. Rabba's shita over there is, because we say this far of hoyel. Hoyel means hoyel umikli le orchim, since he may have guests that show up, and it would be roy to feed those guests while it's still Yom Tov, so that gives him a heter to cook even Litzarich Shabbos. Because you cannot say that the cooking that he's doing now is totally not Litzarech Yom Tov. It's possible that the Archim are going to come. However, Rav Chist over there doesn't hold to the Sfar of Hoyel. And he explains that Midaraisa Tzarechi Shabbos are Nasim B'Yom Tov. Rashi says over there, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are Chodeh Kedushahi Tervayu Shabbos Ikri. So just like you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov itself, you're also allowed to cook for the next day. Says Rabbi Chanan, our Gemara that needs to aser the cooking of the egg, miyom tif l'shabbos, only because it's aser to be metaltel the egg, but it's mashma that without the iser tiltel, it would be mutter to cook it, even though this egg is aser to eat on Yom Tov, obviously holds like Rav Chista and not like Rabba, that the reason why you're allowed to cook miyom tif l'shabbos is because midaraisa tzorche shabbos are nasim miyom tif, and not because of hoyel, because you cannot have the svar of hoyel over here. Hoyel is only a svar if it's possible to eat it on Yom Tov. This you cannot eat on Yom Tov, even if Archim would come. However, there's a very big problem, because we just explained that the shita of Rav Chista, Rashi explains over there in Psachim, is built on the premise that Shabbos and Yom Tov are Chodeh Kedusha. That's Lashon of Rashi over there. He says, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov D'chsiv Acha She'yachol Uvchol Nefesh V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Chodeh Kedusha Hi. The Tervayu Shabbos Ikri V'Chiyechi D'Mutol L'Vashol L'Boi V'Yoyim Mutol L'Vashol L'Mochar. So the only reason why Tzorchei Shabbos and Nasim B'Yom Tov is because it's all one Kedusha. And if it's Chodeh Kedusha, we learned in our Sugya that it's anyway Usser the next day when it was born on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that if it was born on Yom Tov, that it's Mutter on Shabbos, is because Shtei Kedushas Hain. If you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, he already asked this question. So if you learn that the reason why the cooking of the egg would be Mutter without the Iser Tiltel is like Rabbi Chanan learns, that we hold like Rav Chisda, then there's a problem. However, the Chazinish learns differently. He learns that La'olam, the reason why without the Iser Tiltel you'd be allowed to cook the egg from Yom Tov l'Shabbos, even though on Yom Tov itself you cannot eat the egg, so you're not really cooking for Yom Tov, is because of the Svara of Hoyel. That Rabba says, not because of Rav Chisda that you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, rather because of Hoyel. The Svara of Hoyel, though, is something that works in the Daraisa level. Since Midaraisa you are allowed to eat this egg, so we say the Svara of Hoyel. Hoyel is a Svara that the Torah says that since on a Daraistic level this is Roy on Yom Tov and Lu Yitzur Archim would come, Midaraisa would be mutter to cook for these Archim, so that gives you the right to cook Yom Tov l'Shabbos. It's based on this that the Chazanish over there is Matir for people that are Makbid not to eat Matzah Shruya, Gebrukst, on Pesach. And yet, many of those people have the minig that on Achron Shel Pesach, on the last day of Pesach, they do eat gebrukst. Let's say the last day of Pesach is on Shabbos. Would it be mutter on Shvi Shel Pesach to cook gebrukst for the next day? Here you can't cook it the next day, it's Shabbos. So one might argue that you cannot cook on a day that it's usher. If the person was mekabel on himself, the minhag, that he cannot use it, so there's no svara of hoyel. He can't say that if Archim would come, I would give him to eat, because this person doesn't eat gebraks on Pesach, so it's usher for him. So he brings a raya from our sugya that even though it's usher today on Yom Tov, nevertheless, since on a Dairaisa level, it's really mutter on Yom Tov, and it's only a minhag that caused him not to be able to eat on Yom Tov, we still say the svara of hoyel, and you're allowed to cook it for the next day. Now, whether the reason why without the Iser Tiltil it would have been mutter is because we're passing like Rav Chisda or because of Rabbah that you do say hoyel like the Chazon Ish. It's mevur that even so, the Iser Tiltil says that you're not allowed to be metaltel. Rabbi Chanan asks, why should it be Aser B'Tiltil? If it's mutter to cook the egg because of Eichel Nefesh, then it should be mutter to be metaltel the egg, letzarech achol nefesh also. Because we know that tiltel mukta letzarech achol nefesh is mutter. Like we see in Toises, daf ches, daf chof ches, daf lamed aleph. So why wouldn't the tiltel be mutter? So in the Zichr and Shmuel, they bring down from Shmuel Rizovsky that tiltel mukta is different than melachas. Melachas has the heter of achol nefesh. The fact that you're allowed to be metaltel letzarech achol nefesh, we mentioned Toises, daf ches, daf chof ches, if you look in Toises over there, Toises adds two words. It says, Va'omer Rabbi ben Yitzchak, the mukta eni aser letaltel b'yomtev b'shvil achol nefesh v'simchas yomtev. Tiltel mukta does not have the heter of achol nefesh that old melachas do. Rather, Chazal were mekel on their din tiltel mukta when it comes to Eichel Nefesh and Simchas Yomtiv. But in the case where it does not give you Simchas Yomtiv now, because you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yomtiv, there's no heter for the Iser Tiltel. So all other melachis, the melachis Dairaisa, we have a special heter called Eichel Nefesh, which if you apply Hoyel, you have, because Orcha may come. And if you're like Rav Chisda, then you're allowed to do the Tzorche Yomtiv L'Shabbos, and that it also has the heter of Eichel Nefesh. But the Din Tiltel Muktzah doesn't belong to the category of Melachis. The Rabbanan never gave a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Rather, the Rabbanan said that if you have a Simchas Yomtiv interest, then we're going to be Mater our Iser Muktzah. Here, there's no Simchas Yomtiv, and therefore Chazal were not Mater. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna, Eitzim Shenoshur Min Hadekel L'Soich HaTaner B'Yomtiv. Let's say there was wood that got dislodged from a tree on Yom Tif into your tanner, mar ba'aleim etzem muchanim umasikan. Even though the wood is itself aser, it's peres anoysher and it's muktzah, nevertheless you could add etzem that are muchan and be masik them altogether. The Gemara says, v'hakam hapich b'isura. When you move the etzem from one place in the tanner to another, you're being mahapich b'isura, it's aser. The Gemara answers, kiven deruba de'eterinenu, since roiv are heter, ki kamahapich b'heteru kamahapich. Now we have to try to understand, what was the Gemara's kasha v'hakam hapich b'isura? If Rav Masna told us that you're supposed to be marbaleim etzem to be mevatel them, so we knew that there's iser, and we decided to tell you to be mevatel it. So how could the Gemara now go and ask that you're being mehapech b'isura? There's already bittel. The Gemara then goes and answers that there's bittel, and therefore it's already heter. What exactly is a shakvataria? Another question we have to ask is on the Rashba. The Rashba in Shabbos Taf Chavtes, where the Gemara brings down this memory of Rav Masna, and the Rashba says, loy mitoyres bittel nagubo. When we said that kikom mahapich be'eteru kom mahapich, we do not mean because of Hilchus Bittel. He says the kol dover shehu be'en v'nikar b'shas tashmishay ain't a bottle. Anything that is be'en and you could see it b'shas tashmishay, it's not bottle. The isser is nikar. So what does the Gemara mean when it says kikom mahapich be'eteru kom mahapich? He learns that it means that when the person is doing the act of moving the etzim, he'll move the ones that are mutter, and the other ones he'll be metaltol menatzat. Al yidei moving the ones that are mutter, he's going to push over the ones that are aser, and that's mutter midin tiltol menatzat, which is tiltol shaloi kederach. So he learns that this is a special heter in Hilchus tiltol muktza, not a din in Hilchus bittel. And the question is that the whole sugi is mavur that we're talking about Hilchus bittel, because the next question the Gemara asks is that you're not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. That's a din in Hilchus bittel. You're not allowed to do it lechatchila. And tiltol menatzat, you are allowed to do lechatchila. The whole kasha the Gemara asks about dover sheyesh lo matirin is only a question if we're dealing with Hilchus bittel. So Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in the Zichron Shmuel Simon Chav Dalit Ois Gimel explains the Rashba and the Shaklavataria of our Gemara as follows. He says, essentially in these Eitzim, you have two problems. There's an Isser Tiltel and an Isser Hishtamshus. Because Muktzah, aside from being Usser B'Tiltel, it's also Usser, you're not allowed to be Mishtamsh with Muktzah. Now the way the Rashba that we quoted explains Kika Mahapich Be'eteru Kamahapich, that it's only a heter midin Tiltel Menatzad, can only relate to the Tiltel problem. Tiltel Menatzad is a heter in Tiltel, but not a heter in Hishtamshus. When you're being Mishtamsh with Muktzah, we don't care if the person is using means that are abnormal or the way that he's moving around the muktzah is menatzad or al yidei davar acher. The bottom line is he's being mishtamish with the muktzah. Says Rav Shmuel, that's okay, because legabe the iser ishtamshis, we do have and then a bittul. Even though the Rashba says there's no bittul legabe the iser tiltul, but legabe the iser ishtamshis, bittul does help, and that's because although the atzei ha-iser are nicker, nevertheless the hano that you get from them is from the heat, and at that point it's really mu'urav. The heat that you're getting is from a combination of the iser and the heter, and it's not really nicker which is shtamshis is coming from the atzei ha-iser and which is coming from the atzei ha-heter. Since it's not nicker, it really helps the din of bittul legabe that iser ishtamshus. And so this is the shak v'tarya in the Gemara. Reb Masna first says that you should be marba aleim eitzim, which is in order to be mevatel the iser. But since that bittul only helps legabe ishtamshus, the Gemara then asks v'hakika mahapich, as Rashi explains, when you're moving it from one place to another, you're being mahapich in the iser. The hainu, you're being metaltel mukhtza, and that doesn't help me, the bittul, because then it's nikra iser. On that, the Gemara says, as the Rashi explains, even the Ruba et Teira, you're really doing tiltul menatzat. The ones that are usr are going to become moved through the moving of the ones that are mutter. On the kasha that the Gemara asked, Eme vatlin iser l'chatchila, the Gemara answers that pedrabanan, you are mevatel. Toisvis asks the kasha that the Gemara before in Daf Gimel Mabez was mevur by Chuma drabanan. We didn't have the etza of being mevatel it l'chatchila. The Gemara could have told us, just add more and be mevatel it. You see that Chuma drabanan, we don't have the etza of bitl iser l'chatchila. Only over here by Muktzi you do. Toisvis answers via Shleimar, the hada amr bedrabanan mevatlin, hainu bedover she'ikr medrabanan, kigoin muktzah. Muktzah is a total rabbinic invention. Truma, on the other hand, since there is Truma Dairaisa, what the Rabbanan did was they didn't invent a new din, they were just markev the din Dairaisa. They said, just like the Torah gave you a din, Dairaisa by dog and tears for Yitzer, to take Truma, we're also going to give you by Shar Peiris. Rabbi Kiveger asks, based on the Taz Yishonim and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, who says that Sofik Muktza, you go Lechumra, you treat it like a Dairaisa. Nevertheless, Sofik Truma, Midrabbanan, you don't say that you go Lechumra if it's a Sofik, you treat it like a Drabbanan. So if the Isser Muktza, which is a Drabbanan that we're more machmer, Bilgabi Sofik, we treat it like a dairaisa, and yet we say that you're allowed to be mevatel it l'chatchila. How could it be that truma, which is less of an iser when it's suffik, you go l'kula, yet we say you're not allowed to be mevatel l'chatchila because it has an ikr midivrei Torah? It's a pella raised by Rabbi Kiveger. The Beis Halevi brought down in the Sefer Matikei Shmuah and Amud Kuf Chav Tes, he says an incredible yisoid. He says that Tozi Yishanim that says that you're machmir by suffik muktza is only muktza de achila, not by muktza le tiltul. Muktza de achila means things that are not mukhin. And that's learnt out, according to Rabba, as we learned from Veichinu es Asher Yaviu, and even those that argue on Rabba and hold that it's the Rabbanan, nevertheless it has that asmachta, so it's doimet to the pasuk of Veichinu es Asher Yaviu. And there we say that it's treated ke'enu dairaisa. Our sugya, which says that you can mevatel iser l'chatchila by muktza, and is treated even more kuladik than Truma Drabbanan, is by Muktza L'Tiltel. And that, the Iser Tiltel is like Zeira Mishum Haitzah, as it's Mevor in the Gemara in Shabbos. It could be that Rabbi Kiveger didn't accept his teretz because he held, like we just mentioned from Shmuel Rizovsky, that the Din Bittel in our Sugya actually doesn't relate at all to the Iser Tiltel. The Iser Tiltel, we have Tiltel Menatzad, like the Rashba says. Rabbi Kiveger maybe understood that the Din Bittel is going on the Iser Ishtamshis. The Iser Ishtamshis, he perhaps understood, belongs to the category of Muktza of the Achila, and it's learned out from Echino Seshe Yaviu Basmachta, and therefore it has to be treated like a Dairaisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.